Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi there.
Happy Sunday, Heather.
Hello, happy Sunday.
And Lindsay is here. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
How is everyone? How did you survive last week? Because it was like 10,000 days long.
Mm-hmm. It's been a hellish month.
It's just been.
Yeah, it's been like a hellish 2026. Is it January or is it December yet?
I feel like, you know, we've talked about it. Yet.
I know, seriously.
We've had so much going on. I have been staying up super late every single night lately. I don't know how I'm functioning.
Like, what is super late?
Like, anywhere from the 11:30 to 1:30 time period. And okay, before you go having sympathy for me, like, I'm making these hard choices. Like, yesterday I went for a hike and I was like, you know what? A cold brew with cold foam? I was like, yeah, for sure. Let's do that at 4:30 in the afternoon. And as I was drinking it, I was like, this is a bad idea. This is a terrible idea. I shouldn't be doing this. I have no business.
I haven't reached the stage where I can't drink caffeine after a certain hour yet. Thank the frickin' Lord.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's lucky for you.
Oh, but it's other things.
Did it make you feel better, though? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
I was so productive, like, the rest of the evening. Because, like, I haven't been hiking. I hurt my foot, so I haven't been going on big hikes or anything. And then the hike I picked was a stupid one to like get back in, because it's like straight up, like just straight up. And I was like, we're gonna have to, after a mile of that, I was like, we're gonna turn around and do something else, because like I was like, this is not good for the foot.
I also think that for some of us, the undiagnosed ADHD and caffeine, that's why it doesn't affect us.
I'm getting evaluated. I may get a diagnosis.
She might also end up with a grippy sop vacation. So watch for updates, friends.
With a what?
Grippy sock vacation.
That was just uncalled.
I just didn't hear. Okay.
We call them weaving baskets up here. I don't know if that's like a normal thing, but yeah.
Oh, the psych ward's called the weaving baskets?
I don't know if that's, well, I don't it's know. Like, the... like a little hobby thing, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I do like a good basket weave.
Jenny and I are talking ourselves out of getting a new hobby. We keep seeing everyone rebuying books and we're like,
I have the things for that.
We don't need it. We ship it up to me. So then when you're done, or when it sits there for 6 months,
it's in a box and I don't think it's in this house yet.
I have notebook inserts if you want to do that with line journals. Mm-hmm. Before COVID, I got really into it, but I found a place in Germany and there you had to buy a certain amount and they were like 80 cents each, but you bought a certain amount and they gave you free shipping from Europe. I was and it wasn't that much. It was like $50, but I have like now $50 worth of journal inserts and I only did like 20. Because I hurt my hand and couldn't do it anymore. But anyway,
yeah.
If you want to practice with notebooks,
yeah, they just look so cool. I love watching them. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I could do it.
The annotating?
Rebinding
the books. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. It's funny because Mike, when we first started way back doing the book journals that for the Patreon members and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mike and I first looked at him, like trying to see if he could bind them and make them.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I just need space to do it now. And time. I don't have a lot of time either.
But... I tried to bejewel a cover and no, not for me.
I don't like the bejeweled covers.
Not for me.
I have the stuff and I'm done.
Oh, I have the stuff because, you know, when I say something's going to be a hobby and I'm going to try it, I'm full in on it. in 2020 when we were home, I bought a wool felting kit.
Oh, like the
yeah, because I was going to felt, like I thought that was the coolest thing when, you know, you can thrift and buy sweaters and then people felt them into purses and really cool stuff. I stabbed my finger one time with the needle tool and I was done. So it's in a box somewhere. Not here. Not currently available.
We need to have like an ADHD craft like swap.
A craft swap, maybe.
I've been de-stashing old crafts and stuff on Mercari for a while, and I highly recommend it because, like, some of the stuff was like limited edition subscription boxes that I never messed with. And like those were deep discounted, so like I actually was able to like make more money selling stuff than I did buying them, which is good because then it made me feel really good about just like donating stuff that I needed gone immediately.
Well, and you're like, I spent the money on this and then it sat in a box that sat in a box and never moved again, so I'm reaping like the reward of my laziness.
Jenny says her library has a yearly craft swap. I think that's fabulous because, like,
that's smart.
Back in maybe it was January-ish, our library held like a Saturday workshop to do the cross stitched bookmark, you know, to keep the book tracker bookmark and stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. But the event was filled, like, they had all the seats were taken. And I was chatting with one of the gunkles, David, and I was like, he's like, are you going to go do that? And I said, all the seats are filled. So, you know, we're waitlisted. He's like, seriously, we're waitlisted for a library thing? I said, yes. We are that uncool. The library waitlisted us. So I went on Etsy and I bought the patterns, and he and I were going to sit down with his friend Allison and we were going to figure out how we were going to do it. And I have buckets of cross-stitch thread.
Floss.
Yeah, floss, because my mom, we cross-stitched for years. Anyway, guess what has never seen the light of day?
I can cross-stitch somewhat. Counted? No, because counting and I do not get along. I have a lot of crocheting stuff, too, because I learned how to crochet when I was little. Like, I was in a sewing club and a crocheting club.
The amount of fabric
we have, so much yarn. We have like yarn. Four sets of like crochet hooks.
So much stuff. Paint.
I'm like the only person in here that's like not crafty. Like, I don't craft anything. I have zero crafting hobbies. I will annotate a book.
Be happy that you don't, because you will just have boxes of things that you spent so much money on.
Do you know how much?
I have no like artistic bone in my body, like none at all.
You don't need to be artsy to be crafty, though.
I mean, you probably need at least a little bit. I don't have any.
So cleaning out my mom's stuff, she did cards and had like stamps and scrapbooking paper and markers and pens.
Put that shit on Facebook. Somebody will snap it up.
I donated some to the local library. I gave some to the local middle school in the summer. They host the kids for summer lunch.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And they have different craft projects. So the person at the school system, I gave them those. But I'm like, she had one of the fancy like cutter machines that cut out the like stamp form. I don't know.
Oh.
Like she had.
It's like an old school Cricut. So like at the elementary schools, they were die cutter, right? Like
A die cut machine. Well, and this one does stamping too. Like it's, I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. The amount of markers and pens alone. But crafting is not why we're here tonight.
Isn't it?
I mean, weird.
Weird. We could probably do an episode on crafting. But, you know.
We could just all sit on a call together for 45 minutes and just shoot the shit. And people would be like, these guys are unhinged.
These people are ridiculous. What is wrong with them? And I'm like, I don't know.
Okay, but some of these people have been with us for many years now. And so I don't think anything that we do surprises them anymore.
No, I don't think so either. And apparently Bonnie at one point had an entire quilt shop because of ADHD crafts.
That's awesome.
This is why Bonnie is our people.
Yeah. Okay. So it is end of the first quarter of 2026. Actually, you know, like first quarter, and then we're 1 month almost into second quarter. And we thought it would be fun to take a pause and look at what we've been reading so far this year. Where are we sticking to, like, our goals or our habits that we hope to have for this year? As far as reading, we're not talking about New Year's resolutions. We're only talking about reading goals.
Resolutions don't exist.
Some of us are killing it in the books. Some of us are mood reading Chaos Gremlins. Some of us are staring at our Kindle like it personally offended us.
I was going to say, that's you.
That is me. So that is this episode. It's really unscripted. It's us just talking about what we're reading, what's on our TBR, any trends we're kind of seeing. I did earlier this week write an article. Last Friday, Katie Robert had put a thread out about talking about the viral era of books, which felt very reminiscent to the idea of this, of the indie, the start of the indies in 2014, 2015. And she talked about, so the last 5 years, 2020 to really end of 2024, beginning of 2025. I heard someone refer to it as the indie scoop. I do not like that. I do not like that. It was Elliot Rose.
Yeah.
Didn't like that. But, you know, we
like a scoop, like an ice cream scoop?
Like scooped up the people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, you know, that's something that we've talked about for the last 2 years. Publishing is building their profits on the back of indie success right now. We've seen some that have had even more success in the commercial publishing spaces. We've also seen some that don't like the trad space. And we can make some assumptions based on things that we're seeing with sales and choices and how people are doing things. It's been really interesting watching this week, because one of the things that I talked about in that book is kind of like trends we expect to see in the next year, like in 1 year, what's going to be big. Are we going to see more indie authors making the evolution or making the jump over to trad? And then midweek this week, or it might have been Thursday even, I don't know if you saw it, Amanda, there were a couple indie authors talking about, or they're not indie authors. They were indie. They are now with publishers. And somebody asked the question, what is one thing you wish you had known before you went in and signed a deal with your publisher?
I saw a couple of those.
We saw that because
you sent it to us, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Well, but you don't always click on everything I sent you.
No. Threads, I usually
think we were talking about that though.
But we were talking about it. Because, well, it was that, and there was something like right underneath of it that we were talking about too.
It was shocking to me the authors that were in there that are still under contract with publishers talking about all the things they don't like about publishing.
Yeah.
And being with a big five. And so we're going to kind of talk a little bit about that because those trends I think are going to affect, like, we can see deals happening. Because books that are being signed as deals right now are books that we'll get in a year. Like I saw Elliot Rose, she signed a deal for a 3-book hockey series, which I'm sorry, she could not get veterinary medicine in the States correctly. She's from New Zealand. How is she going to get hockey?
I don't know.
Hopefully somebody at the publisher is going to help with that.
I hope. I have so many questions.
But when she sold those books, you would think somebody would have reread them and said, this is wrong.
Not necessarily. Because of her
character.
So there are two things to think about. One, some authors can sell a book on what we call spec. They have an idea. They have a series idea.
It just bugs me every time.
A series synopsis. Because their name alone will sell a book.
Yeah.
So
I know it happens, but it still bugs me that it happens because it's like you buy this book and it's fucking wrong, people.
Okay, so let's start with what are we reading right now? Anybody reading anything fabulous? Have you tried anything new or different?
I finished the other day, and Leah's talked about this book before, but The Boots Beneath Her Bed by Taylor Esposito.
Wasn't it
amazing?
It's
out on Tuesday. It is so good. It's a debut book. It is kind of rancher, cowboy-ish. She's a horse trainer. Like, this book is very, it reminds me of like older, like Western style books. It is almost like Nora Roberts in the way it is almost like a saga. I mean, other than you're getting
So
like separate, people in different books, but it is like this, I don't know, it reminds me so much of like my early reading years. It's
So
very
who's, what is
good.
the book again and the author?
Boots Beneath Her Bed by Taylor Esposito.
Okay.
Like,
It's out on
honestly,
Tuesday.
if you did not know it was a debut,
No.
like, you would not know it's a debut. It is that well done. Like I said it after I interviewed her. Like, it is one of the best debuts I think I have read in years.
Yeah.
Like,
Interesting.
there's just
Same.
something about the way that she wrote it, and she either had an editor that was like the most amazing editor ever, or she just is really that talented, which it could be that, because just talking to her and the way that she wrote the like established the story and stuff. I'm really excited for you guys to listen to the interview, but it's such a good book.
Yeah, and I'm like desperate for book two already.
I know
Like I've like it's
and it's going to be a while before we get it.
yeah, I know, but it's so well done. Like I was very impressed. I liked it a lot.
The audio releases the same day as the book, it looks like
Yeah,
too.
I think it's with a trad publisher,
It
so.
It is.
Heather, what are you reading right now? Anything phenomenal?
No.
No.
I hate my Kindle. I don't know. I have only read 45 books this year.
I'm only at 33.
I don't, nothing is like, I returned all my Kindle Unlimiteds except for like three, because like the Puck Boys came out, but
I'm
I
down to
had no
four.
ARCs for April, and I like was reading a series and I really liked it. So I signed up for like the third book because I was like, nothing was hitting.
Yeah,
I get that. Lindsay, are you reading anything that's outstanding that you like
I've
have?
actually had a really good reading year for me so far. Like, I've read 52 books so far,
Wow.
which usually, like, I read about 150 books a year. So, like, that's way ahead of where I normally am this time of year. I've been reading a lot. I think what has helped is I was like in this slump where I was just like hating everything I read because I was reading really popular books that had come out, like things that people had recommended a lot. And I just been so disappointed. Like, what really kind of flipped the switch for me was For Whom the Bell Tolls by J.C. Lynn. Like, in theory, that book had such a great concept. It was such a fun book re starting off. She opened, like, the female main character dies and she opens a help desk in the afterlife to hell to like help souls kind of come to grips with why they're going to hell and what the whole deal is. So she becomes friends with the like Lucifer. She becomes friends with all these demons. It's very cool. She falls in love with a demon, blah, blah, blah. You get it. It sounds great, right? No, Right. it's awful.
Did
It
not
just like
hit.
hits the 50% mark and then it just dies. And that kind of made me mad because it's like you get so excited for a book, you spend so much resource capital on a book, like resource capital being like my attention
Your
in my
attention,
free
your
time that is
time.
extremely limited.
Yeah.
And I get mad. I get real mad. And yeah, so what I did is I switched to basically authors and genres I like. So there were a couple of there were like for some reason I'd skipped the second book in Bourbon Canyon by Walker Rose. So I went back and reread that one. I went back and I read the last series from the last couple books, actually. It's an incomplete series, but the last two books from Brittany Shaheen. I've been reading, oh, I read Riley Edwards' new series. I read Anna Hackett. She did like a re-release. So like I've basically pivoted to either only like authors that I know and love, baseball books, paranormal, like Wolf Schlifters. Like I always love a Wolf Schlifter. You can get away with a lot in that for me. So like kind of sticking with things that I really like, and then just like umbrella, anything suspense is great. So that has really ramped up my reading a lot.
I think that that is so smart. So yeah. smart. I mean, and that's, you know, when I was struggling at the beginning of the year, that's what Leah said to me. Go back, read Category, read the Julie Garwood, read the books. You know, Brenda Jackson, I read 3 Brenda Jackson books. Like, go back and read the books that you love to help reignite that spark. And it has worked at times. And then I'll try something else, you know, like, okay, I'm read 3 books by Brenda Jackson. Maybe I'm cured. Not that I was sick or anything, but like, you know, like, oh, maybe I can enjoy something else, and I'll pick something else up and I'll be like, never mind, still broken.
Well, but I don't think it's that you're broken. I think it's just the books we're picking up are not, they're not hitting the spot, and some of them are just not well done. It's yeah. like mm-hmm. authors, there are some authors who I've read multiple books from. It's just I'm reading the same book. Like I want to read them because I enjoyed their stories, but I like the fact that like their stories were like different from book to book. And now like, it's just like beating a dead horse and they're all the same.
Well, like I tried the new Sadie Kincaid, The Auction. I wish yeah. I hadn't.
Was yeah, it not? I mean, I've seen that.
I from didn't several people. Love her New York mm. series. I feel like it didn't have the magic of the books in the Chicago series. Like, I mean, I love Dante. I love Joey. Lorenzo can die off a cliff, you know, like, but I, you know, I really have enjoyed a lot of her writing. And I was like, okay, The Auction, this, you know, maybe some of the things that I don't love, because she has an mm-hmm. in-house editor now at the publisher. I thought, okay, this is going to be great. It was mm-hmm. not. And you and I had done the audio for The Story of My Life by Lucy yeah. Score. And so I thought, okay, well, we'll try book 2. Her publicist had reached out to me and said, hey, would you like a copy of this? I took it and I tried it. I wish I hadn't tried it. I would like those couple hours back that I tried to give it. Yeah. It was really not okay. I'm not okay.
Yeah, I'm just out here reading way too many ARCs off NetGalley. I just like looked at my numbers. It's like,
oh my gosh, Amanda. So
I've read 74 books this year. 27 of them were ARCs.
April, I have a bunch of reviews to do, but I only have 4 ARCs left on NetGalley.
But how many did you pick after you were on there?
None. I didn't request really? Any.
You clicked out?
I clicked out.
Because the other day I got something from someone and I clicked into it and I requested that because it was a book that like I really wanted to, I don't remember what started the downward spiral. But then once I was on there, I was looking and magically like 7 more books showed up on my Kindle because I have no control when I am over there.
Oh, I have so many.
Control.
Like, the only thing that will really get me to read an ARC is if it's an author I like, because I did get ARCs. I think I got 4 through NetGalley and I wasn't disappointed. I picked like different books that I'd read. I actually really liked the ones that I got, but then like the problem is like some of them, like they come out so far down the road yeah, that like if I don't write the review right away, I forget. And then I'm like, Jesus. And I wind up being like out running errands, submitting the NetGalley reviews on my phone okay. while I'm like waiting in a coffee shop line. And I'm like, this is not how I want to be spending my.
Oh, no.
I forget that I have the book sometimes. Then I'm like, oh, I really want to read that. I'm like, oh, I have it already. I've had it for a while now.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the stuff I got this year, though, like I've not accepted as many from publishers this year. A lot of it was just like second books in series that yeah. we read last mm-hmm. year or. Yeah. highly anticipated like releases. Like I really haven't taken like that much like
slope over
it's,
there
it's just yeah it's
you also problem. Though come across something random and then seek out the publisher and are like, please ma'am, can I have yeah. this?
It's not random. It's usually like highly into I mean it's something I usually want.
Sometimes it's random.
I mean maybe but
I mean, maybe. Well, Amanda, I feel you. Of my 45 books, 20 of them were ARCs. Yeah. So that's yeah. 40, almost 45%.
Yeah.
I don't know how many books I've read. I was real good January, February. And we all know what happened.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. And then I was looking at the Amazon top 100 this week.
I haven't done that in a while.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, it is not romance heavy as it used to be.
Because I think the other day there was like, out of 100 books, there was maybe 10 that were romance.
Yeah. Was it like thriller or just more fiction? Or
it's more thriller. It's definitely romantasy. Like right now, both her books are on there. She's sitting at number one. But I know that Lena Hendricks, her last book didn't even scratch top 100 on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And then she just had that trad release. And it didn't boost because it was a re-release of a book that's already been written.
I was going to say, was that one that she'd released before, right? Yeah. Okay.
But a lot of times you'll see a boost in the backlist read of people thinking that it's like a new book. And it didn't. It hasn't really gone anywhere. She hasn't had, outstanding movement or sales on it. Of course, there's a few sprinkled in... dark romances and a few hockey here and there, but really it is much more thriller genre fiction.
I was gonna say there was a lot of genre fiction. Carl was up there like 3 or 4 times. I was gonna, too.
Dungeon Crawler Carl is
did you see like, the new sprinkled. Fancy special edition that's coming out in November for book one, Heather?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
It's beautiful.
It's real pretty.
It's
so I'm probably gonna need that for Owen because Amanda got me. I ordered some for Liam.
Yeah.
So apparently, I'm getting my kids into buying special editions.
My fault.
There you go.
Well, so yesterday I took the kids. We went shopping because they both wanted some new clothes, which that was a mistake. Don't ever take your kids clothes shopping. But then we had to go to Target to pick up some stuff. And Nora was like, I need a new book for school because she can't use her Kindle at school during ELA,
independent reading,
the down times of the day. And so we were looking and she found this one and had really pretty painted edges. And she's like, I've already read this one and I like it. So can I get this? And then she's like, and this one I haven't read yet, but I do like, or I haven't read it yet, but I like the author. And it was the same author for both books. And so I was like, okay, but like the one did not have painted it or sprayed edges, but it had like, it was really sticky on the front. Cause like the sticker had been pulled off and then like slammed back on. So I was like, let's go see if they have another one because this is gross. And I don't know if I can get it on. And there, lo and behold, there was that book with really pretty edges. And I was like, I'm really disappointed in you that you did not find this one.
That you didn't give the
part. I didn't realize it was the same book. I'm like, have I taught you nothing?
You're like, I'm so disappointed.
Oh, and then the other day she had to, because I changed passwords on a couple of things and she had to re-sign into her Kindle and it wasn't working right. Because for some reason it was just like slow. And Michael looks at her and he's like, you know, you have actual books that you could read. She's like, those are just for my shelves.
And my children are the opposite. They will not read.
She likes the
ebook. So I had two different people send to me today a thread that talks about referring to Gen Z as the Christopher Columbus generation because they're out here discovering all these new things that are not new. Jenny sent it to me and Laura sent it to me earlier in the day. And I was yep. But it'll be really interesting to see if these older Gen Z people, as they are now graduating college and having to go out into the world and buy their own stuff, if they're going to stick with their I can only read paperback bullshit.
Well, also, do you know how many of them understand the concept of showing up to things on time?
And Madonna. They just discovered Madonna. Yeah. Did you know
that she was a Sabrina Carpenter?
That was making me crazy yesterday.
Brand spanking new.
Doom scrolling and I came across that and like the people like the way they were freaking out, I'm like, seriously, like, well, she is old.
They don't know who Madonna is. That tells me that's their parents' fault because the Burrier children do know who Madonna is because of the hours of Guitar Hero and Rock Band that we played on the Wii.
Wow. I just exposed.
Oh, Michael says there's no really Madonna songs on those games. I think there was. Something they played had a Madonna song on it. And both my children can Vogue. I'm just saying.
Can I see that next time we're there?
We're like Dave Matthews, like grunge 90s people.
Nora has been listening to Nirvana, and it makes me very happy. Mm-hmm.
We're big Nirvana people, too.
Yep.
Also, Bruce Hornsby, do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin's a big fan.
I He's like back the Foo Fighters a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like Dave so much anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh, but I'd still enjoy. He cheated on his wife and had a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, that's news to me. I did not know that.
Yeah, it happened like last year. Oh. He had a baby with somebody else.
That's uncool.
So he's on my shit list of celebrities, but I still enjoy the music.
I'm sorry. Tell me one rock star that didn't.
I know.
Honest. I know. Like, honest. Tell me one rock star that didn't cheat on his wife or.
Oh, there's probably. There might be one or two, but the. Like,
even the Jesus lovers didn't. They. Oh, I'm sure they did too.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
I'm sure they were probably worse.
They just didn't get caught.
They just didn't get caught. So, okay, what's on top of your TBR? So, what books are you hoping to read in Q2 2026? I just would like to pick a book up and read it start to finish without wanting to chuck my Kindle or my headphones across the room. Just one book. I don't care what book it is. Just want one book.
I have my NetGalley arcs that I have to read still. So those would be at the top.
I tried to start Lost and Found by Tara DeWitt, but my headspace was not. It was not in the space.
Yeah.
I went for about three chapters and I'm like, okay, I'm out for a while.
Yeah, that's definitely like one of my top ones. But I think my very top one probably for Q2 is Lainey Hatcher's The Last Book in the Kirby Falls series.
Yeah. I'm excited
about that. It's out in May. I forget what day, but that's probably the top of my list for Q2.
Deborah Garland, who I'm obsessed with, has two books coming out. She's got one coming out in May. Like, I'm really looking forward to this one.
That's Cormac's book, isn't it?
Yep, it's Cormac's. And I don't know how she's going to redeem him, but I have faith in her.
Well, it's like big age gap. I'm excited about that.
I'm super stoked. She also is coming out with a new series, a new Mafia series in June. Mm. Excited about that. And then we get to go back to the Jameson Security Force, and that I'm very excited about.
Lindsay, what about you?
I don't know, honestly. The Lost and Found by Tara DeWitt, I'm planning on reading. Piper Sheldon has Keeping Pace coming out. I think that's in May as well, or early June. So that one's still a little bit further out. There were a couple that I was like loosely tracking, and then I was just kind of like, I don't remember them. Like somebody will remind me or I'll forget. We'll see what happens. But I really want this book 3 in this Lauren Pelfreyman, The Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I read the first two and I just really want the third book. I want to know. I don't even care how it ends at this point. I just want to know.
Yeah.
What decisions I haven't read that making one as an author, because I have very strong expectations and I have like the very strong suspicion that I'm going to be rage levels of disappointed.
Jen Ellen says the new Neva Alta that's coming out at the end of May is what is anticipating.
I'm excited for that.
I am not caught up on her stuff. I should try it again. Mm-hmm. Like, I tried the new Penelope Sky. I like Penelope Sky, but again, I just don't think I'm in the right headspace 3 chapters in, and I was like, not for me right now.
Yeah, I haven't started that, but I did download it. There was also, I don't know why I thought Erin Nicholas had a release in second quarter.
Okay.
Released.
She was supposed to.
Okay.
And then she got in her own little head. So we should have a book from her, I would say June, her book 2 in her hockey.
Released on my birthday.
Okay, well, I'll let her know, because
the cover is very pretty. You guys will like the cover a lot.
Yeah, I have read like a couple of words, but nothing of any value. She told me I would get my first read through in May. So probably end of May for you for beta reading, Lindsay.
That is one thing I've really discovered I love doing is beta reading.
And our authors love you for it.
Mm-hmm. They really do.
I'm a little over the top with the feedback.
No, you're not. They love it. You are exactly what they want and need.
So,
and I just love it so much because it's like, okay, I could tell you all the things I, especially like getting to do it for authors who like write books that are like genres or are authors that like I love, and I don't know, like it's just really fun.
You want them to do well.
What?
You want them to do really well.
I do, but also it's like I can just be like, this is awesome, and this is awesome, and this is awesome, and this is not so much. But you're doing like this, this, and this great.
Bonnie says you're great at it, Lindsay. So
thank you. I love it so much. It's so fun.
It can be so fun. It can be so fun. And then it can be frustrating too, because I think Amanda and I have hit the frustrating side where you beta read something and you give feedback.
And then they ignore it.
And you're like,
what was the point?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about it.
I don't care. I'm kind of like, I don't care if my feedback is ignored. Because like at the end of the day, it's art. And I'm like, I think I kind of think of it as like telling an artist what color paint to pick for their masterpiece. Like, I'm not going to do that.
No.
Like, it's got to be something they're happy with. But like, I will fully share my opinions. Yeah, I love sharing my opinions, apparently.
Shocking. None of us, not one single person here would have guessed that Lindsay likes to share her opinions. Weird. Seems so out of character for you, Lindsay.
Seriously.
Minimal judgment, so many opinions.
See, and I have lots of opinions and lots of judgment.
Yeah, same.
Okay, anything else on our TBR? I saw Jen Ellen mention in the chat that she is going to try the new Catherine Cowell. It is on my Kindle. I have bought the audio. People are talking about how it's really good. It feels a little different. Well, it feels
Lindsay,
like
you read book different. One, didn't you?
Fresh I read Catherine it. Cowles. I recommended it. It is my favorite Catherine Cowles. It is not formulaic in any way. I don't want to give anything away because it is such a good journey. Like, it's so different. The vibes are different because the brothers in the series, their dad was a serial killer. So they all have extreme trauma. Love a torture
Interesting.
Hero. Like, that is such a fun element. I mean, it's not a fun element, okay? Like, I'm not, like, sitting here
no,
like...
No, yeah. It is a fun element, though.
...happened to these characters. No, it's not like that. But it's just, like, not an element she's played with before. And it adds, like, such a level of complexity. And the way she handled it in the book, like, it is the best thing I feel like she's written.
Yeah.
And I've read all of
the books. The under or the Across the Vanishing Sky, the Starlight.
Yeah, that's book one of the
and the
series.
Paperback is gorgeous. I so bought pretty. This actually bought it twice. The sprayed edged Catherine Cowles cover. It's beautiful. The book two comes out.
I keep looking at it and I'm like, in I May. Have no.
You're gonna be right so now. Mad at yourself though if you don't have it though.
Oh no, I know, but I keep it in my cart. And then just I just move it to save for later.
At, like, Amazon or where do you Target?
It's everywhere. Like, the sprayed edges are everywhere for it. I actually have it in three different carts right now.
So they have the sprayed edge version, and then they also have she always does like a dust jacket promo with her books now. Mm. Like every paperback that's come out since I think like the third one. In her last series, she's gotten really big into the dust jackets. So, like, they do different ones for different indie bookstores. But now, this time, like, the Indigo version of the book is actually being available at indie bookstores for the second one. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's two totally different versions of the paperback with the sprayed edges. I'm just getting the dust jacket one. No. Just because, like, I don't need two copies of books.
Oh, you guys, the Twilight one is
it's real pretty. Really I like pretty. The colors. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
So
really
score
I'm on novel grounds right now.
Kennedy Ryan's score comes out May 19th. Cannot wait for this book. I actually, Britt, at the bookstore, there's a special cover version for indie bookstores. And I made Britt go and order a bunch. I was like, I have to have this. And she's like, I wondered what book I was going to get you to buy first. I said, I bought other books at your store. She goes, yeah, but you do it without telling me you're buying those books. Like, I'll go in when Kara's working or at the end of my shift, I'll buy it. Because if I go in when Britt's there, she tries to give me a discount. I don't want a discount. Don't give me a discount. So I'm really excited for Score. And that indie cover, that indie bookstore cover is gorgeous.
I'm also excited about To Catch a Sinner, which is Dylan Allen's new book under her new pen name.
Yes.
Like, I'm very excited. It looks
that
very,
cover
like,
is really nice.
The cover is very pretty. And then it just, it sounds like so intriguing. It sounds like drama and suspense. Yes. And I'm just like, I need it.
Tyler, Cynthia Williams has a new book coming out.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, it's called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's, I think it's a multi-author thing, or maybe it's like three brothers, but I can't remember if they're all hers or if there's three different authors, because I might be thinking of two different authors here. But it looks, I mean, I loved her stories that we read.
They're so messy. And
so messy.
You guys were talking about, we talked about her a little bit on Wednesday's episode when we talked about Mary Kay Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
And they do, they have that messiness in common.
I love a messy book. Well, and that's like, for me, like my reading, like first off, I'm having a hard time finishing books. Like, so I've just been reading a lot of novellas and things, but I've read a lot for like the spotlights, and more often than not, it's a trad spotlight. So I've been reading a lot of trad, but Tyler's new book, Tyler Page.
Yes.
Her book is coming out
on the
28th. It's horror romance. And like, honestly, it's one of those things you would not think go hand in hand, but there's something about the way that Tyler writes that it just, it works so well. And honestly, if you talk to her, like even just watch her TikToks and stuff like that, like you can definitely like tell, like, this is a woman who loves that kind of stuff.
It's a final girl series, a final girl book. It's not a series because it's a complete standalone. Another standalone comes out in the fall, in October, November.
The covers are amazing.
This is the first book. I'm so proud of this book. Like, I am just cannot wait. I told Michael on Tuesday the 28th, I need the car because I am driving Tuesday morning to the Walmart to see if the book is on the shelves there. Because this is the first book as acquisitions for 1852 Literary that we sold to a trad publisher. This was the first book. Like, we had had some sub-rate deals and stuff. This was the first like deal that we did. And Tyler,
but it is a well-deserved deal also, because it is such a good story.
She is just one of those people you can't help but cheer on. And if you like the 80s slasher films, the vibes of like Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street, if you kind of like those vibes a little bit with more sex, you should absolutely check out her book. It will be in Kindle Unlimited on release, and then the paperback.
But it's so gorgeous. It's really well written. It's really well done. And honestly, like, I'd say it's like 375 or something like that page wise. It might be actually a little bit longer, but it doesn't feel like a long book because of the way that like she writes.
And
like,
if you want those pretty edges, I say buy it on Tuesday, the 28th.
They're gonna go
get
fast.
It ordered because there are absolutely none in her warehouse, and they have already started the second printing, and which will not have the pretty edges. So, but yeah.
I'm over here shopping, just an FYI. So Novel Grounds and Last Chapter both have the Catherine Cowles, and they are running deals but separate art prints. So
you have to buy it twice.
Well, there's two covers. There's an indie cover, and then there's like a I don't know.
Another indie cover.
Oh, speaking of covers, like BK Borison's new one, Grim Tidings. There's like six different covers, and I need them all. Because I have all the other ones from the first book, so
we're not going to talk about that. I actually was like moving because I thought that I had gotten a book from a publisher, so I wasn't going to request it. but I didn't. So I was like moving books around. I have a problem, people. A problem.
We know you have a problem.
I have so much. Justin put together a Lego set that I bought myself to put on my bookshelf. I don't even have room for the Lego set. I have to get rid of some
I like to
books.
put Lego together. I actually have been like shopping for, because I don't like cut flowers. I like Lego flowers because they don't die and you don't have to water them or anything. So I've been like, Michael bought me succulents for Christmas this year. I love them. But I'm like, I need some like things to spruce off my office once we get it built. I'm like, ooh, I can get all the Lego flowers.
I got Lego
Which one?
succulents.
I
The
went with.
succulents? They're so
I have the
cute. Sorry.
succulents. I have
I
the.
like the mini pot ones too.
Michael, or I went with the local book girls to the paint your own pottery place, and
Oh,
they had a book-shaped vase, and so I bought it's a Lego set that is daisies and lavender, which I carried daisies in my wedding because I had a spring wedding and daisies are my favorite. So I carried daisies and lavender is one of my other favorite things. And so, oh, Mike went and got it for me. So look at this.
Oh,
So I
that's super
bought the
cute.
Lego lavender and daisies to put in the bookface.
Yeah,
So
that's super
isn't
cute.
that a great use of it? Thank you, honey.
Nora got the cherry blossoms for Christmas. So they're
Oh,
sitting like we have
nice.
a half wall between like two of the rooms. And so they sit in the corner of the half wall.
Yeah. So I love that, and it made me think, you know what? I don't like cut flowers.
Because they die.
And I can't keep a plant alive to save my life. I don't know if you guys remember, I used to have a plant hanging in my background and
It
the
died.
and it just died. The only time we'd notice it is like right before we go live, and Michael would be like, "Oh, I should take that down and water it." And I'd be like, "Oh yeah." He goes, "Don't you ever water it?" I'm like, "What? I'm supposed to do that?"
I got tulips on Easter Sunday, like a pot of tulips. They're dead already.
I have a problem with plants that is opposite of what you're describing.
Parts. Nobody's surprised by that either.
No. I do you talk to your plants, Linz?
I
Does
call
that
them my
help?
I refer to them as my dog's siblings. I tell them that they're her siblings. I'm like, I'm watering your siblings, and then I'm like, now I'm watering my lily because my dog is Lily. So just
Okay, well, Stanley, we have a hibiscus tree in the office. It goes out on the patio in the summer
it's for
because
Perry.
Perry eats hibiscus flowers. That's part of his diet. So in the winter, we bring it inside, and Stanley has stripped all of the leaves off the bottom of where he like stands, all the leaves
He's so
down.
naughty.
And so it looks pretty bad. I'm hoping when it goes out next week that it'll
Yeah, but
look.
then he might topple it over.
Have
I
I
don't know.
told you guys about my Monstera and what I've done to my kitchen the last few
What is a
months?
Monstera?
It's
It's a
a
plant.
big tropical plant. So tropical meaning it likes climates that are very humid.
You live in New Mexico.
I do. So let's just start with that. It likes humid climates, allegedly.
Allegedly, because that thing is
Allegedly.
thriving in New
Okay, but it's
Mexico.
in your
No,
kitchen.
okay, so when I came here, you know, like the bathroom trash cans, like the really tiny, they're like a foot tall. The
The
whole
little
plant
ones, yeah.
fit in one of those. Okay. Fast forward 4 years. It was 5 feet tall, over 5 feet tall, and it was growing new leaves. And I experimented with this plant. I was like, I'm gonna feed you once a month. And it got a little droopy, but it was like it acclimated. It acclimated to being fed less water and it was fine. And I was like, this plant is psychotic. It's living up to its name. Like it is really, I don't know what I signed up for. And then I read online that they could get 10 feet tall. And I'm
Yeah,
like,
I
huh.
just Googled it. Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I'm gonna cut it back. So like I'd already been cutting off like I gotten it to the point where all of the branches were just ones with holes. Like the ones that have like the holes in them versus like sometimes it'll grow ones that don't have the holes. So I'd cut off all the ones that didn't have holes because I didn't want that. But then it just kept growing. So I was like, well, typically with plants, like when you're pruning them, there's like a 30% max reduction rule. Well, I was like, I'm going to cut off 60% of the branches and see about propagating them. And then I'm going to see if the plant itself survives. The plant survived. It has grown new leaves in every single place where I cut the big branches off. Like I cut big branches off and then I propagated the leaves. Every single leaf propagated. So now instead of one, I have three of them. Cause I grouped the cuttings into two other pots. And I was like, I think I'm going to try to sell them online because I was told recently by friends who moved across the country that they made a lot of money selling plants that they'd propagated like that. And I was like, that could be something.
There you go.
And then I have one that I'm going to give to a friend. And then I have one that I'm taking to my grandma when I go back for a wedding. But my whole kitchen counter was these propagated leaves for like 3 months, and not a single one died. The only one that died was one that I thought wasn't doing well, and I broke it in half before I realized it had actually grown roots. And then I was like, well, now you're too droopy because I broke you and you're going in the trash. It was like 30 little plants that I propagated.
Jesus. I wouldn't have done
it. I can grow a Lego flower like nobody's business.
Yep, Lego flowers all around. Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of where we're at on Q2 of 2026. I'm not sure where we are at. We're lost little people. We need a map or something. I don't know.
I'm still a chaos gremlin. So, I mean, my proposition or my like idea.
It seems as if Amanda and Lindsay are the only ones really on track doing what they're supposed to be doing. The rest of us are like.
No. Didn't you read the group chat the other day?
Well,
also, I don't know what happened, but I seriously had like 70 messages come in like all at the same time today on my phone on the group chat. And I think it was just like delayed stuff.
Weird.
Oh, weird.
Because all of a sudden, we were talking about baseball one day and I was at work and I was working.
We've been watching a lot of baseball on my house.
Okay. Well, let's get to It's That Time.
It's That Time.
It's That Time for Book of the Week. Book of the Week time. Heather, what is your Book of the Week?
I'm going back to my happy place and I'm doing rereads. So I am listening to Dax from Sire Bennett.
Shocking.
I know. He is. I did read Bishop earlier in the year.
I like Bishop a lot.
And I hop around, right? Like I pick my Bishop.
Well, you've read them all already, so you can hop around. All
I'll probably do Stone because he's my favorite. And Riggs, you know, I have my faves.
That's fine. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. Leah, what's your Book of the Week?
My Book of the Week is A Curse of Beasts and Magic by Janine Frost. It is book one of a trilogy, which I did not know was going to be a trilogy. She dropped that little nugget on us when we were talking to her the other day.
Yeah,
and I was like, what? She's like, well, I thought it was going to be a duet, but then I decided, and I was like, what? She's like, I'm sorry.
So funny.
But it's such a great story. She has a really great storytelling, like the way she tells her story. So it's an urban fantasy, paranormal, like blend. It's very interesting. But she, as like you're learning about the world, the heroine is learning about the world, so you're seeing all of it through the heroine's eyes and like learning all these different things like as the character is learning it. And I love when we get that side of it, like there's no showing, it's all an experience and things like that. And it's such an intricate world that she's created, and like there's this beast inside the heroine, but the hero is some sort of magical being. And I can't really tell you a lot because it is a book that you
well
need
but
to read.
You have an interview coming up soon with her, so
well there's we're very vague on that too.
Yeah, we
because
have
like
to
if
be.
You really tell like give anything away, like it
gives
a lot
too
away,
much
so yeah. Okay. But it's one of those books where like Amanda wanted to do the interview and I was like, sure, why not? Like, but I was like, oh man, this is really good. And now I'm really grumpy because it's a trilogy, people.
Amanda, what's your book of the week?
So I needed like a little break from my arcs. And I'm reading Don't Remind Me by Lacey Burke right now. I'm about halfway through. So last year I did a quote poll for her on her second book, which I was really into like her second book. I loved it a lot. I immediately bought book one after I read that one, and I'm kind of going back to it, but it's her Oh Brother series. It's set in Philadelphia. The hero in this book is a chef who's working with, his name is Jace, and he's working with Danny, who's She's putting together kind of like a symposium, and their restaurant is doing the food and stuff. But it turns out that like he's the brother of someone she dated in college, and they only
Oh.
briefly met like one time, but he doesn't remember her. But like, I don't know how to describe it. She writes like really layered characters. I am like immediately like invested when like these two books that I've read by her. I
Interesting.
really like her writing style. Like if you're looking for like a nice contemporary to just like kind of pull you in. And this one has like a little bit of a she kind of has somebody stalking her a little bit in this. But it's just like, I don't know what it is, but like I'm immediately like rooting for these two to be together, like the minute they're on the page together. Like and I feel it like the whole way through the book. And it was that way with book two. So like if you're looking for like a new contemporary like chef romance, and there's a lot of food in
Excellent.
this. So
Okay. Lindsay, what's your book of the week?
so I read Piper Rain, The Hotshot, and Wild Card. Wild Card is way better than the first book. It's really good. That would have been one of my favorite reads of the year if it didn't have one thing that was like a critical pet peeve. There's a whole chapter where, this is spoiling nothing, there's a whole chapter where they're at the Last Chapter bookshop in Chicago, literally promoting all their other books and how there's not enough baseball books. And it just didn't fit in with the plot. And like, that was my only complaint with the whole book. And it just really ticked me off.
I
It
hate
was a
that.
little different than what they like, a lot of the stuff they've written. Like, it had a little bit of darker tone to it. And they wrote like an author note at the end that kind of explained like what inspired the book. 'Cause it's a little like, for, you know how Piper Rain usually is like lighthearted, you
Fluffy.
dabble a little bit in emotional complexity. This whole book was emotional complexity. Like it
Interesting.
is a little bit heavier than what we typically get from them. And I loved it, except for that one chapter.
Okay.
And like I'm buying the paperback. So
Okay.
you
There
know
are
how I
plenty of
am about
paperbacks.
buying paperbacks. Like that is a high compliment if I am buying the paperback.
You are? Yeah.
Because also I'm hopefully moving soon. So.
And
then you'll have some bookshelves. It's ignorant to all of that. The book must be had.
must be had. So I kind of have two books of the week. First, I did my local book club. We're reading Godspain by Lindsay Richardson. I think this is a debut. It is a romantasy. It kind of dabbles in royalty, magic, politics, gods and goddesses. Ivy and Cal are enemies to lovers. It was good. I wanted more world building. It's not quite a completely immersive world, but it does read really fast, and there is an audiobook. So it was interesting. It's outside of my wheelhouse, but I know that we have a lot of listeners that really like romanticy, and I think that this is worth checking out. And then I went back. I had done a editorial read of Just Until I Love You, Just Until You Love Me by Carrie Elks. It's part of her Fitzgerald family series. And I went back and I read it because I don't, when I'm reading it, editorial changes have not been made. I'm making suggestions. So I wanted to see how she fixed a couple of things. And I knew I would like it. You know what I mean? Like I
Yeah,
knew
it's
that
Carrie
it's
Elks.
Carrie Elks. So this is West in Eden's book. It's A Marriage of Convenience. I really love the two of them together. They're opposites attracts, but he's been pining for her without anybody knowing it. And they're just, it's really good. I really like
This
them, and they're
taste, you
so
said
funny.
read Winterville.
Yeah, read Winterville if you haven't read Winterville. So yeah, Justin Till You Love Me by Carrie Elks. If you haven't read the Fitzgerald series, it's really good. But she writes messy, complicated families, which again, apparently I have a type, right?
Seriously.
So that's our quarterly reading check-in or whatever this was. We want to know where you are as a reader right now. Are you slumping? Are you killing it? Is your TBR like 5,000 books long? Tell us what you're reading and what's on top of your TBR. And then come hang out in the hot comments and let us know all those things. If you are part of Patreon right now, we are voting for the community pick for our May reads. Baseball is our theme. So all the books and things we'll talk about on Wednesdays in May will be about baseball. So go over there and read or vote on Patreon if you're a member, because there is a tie. Shockingly enough, there is a tie. So, and then we're going to be off this coming Wednesday, but we'll be back on Sunday, April 26th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube, and then live on your favorite podcast feed immediately after. We are doing something new in honor of the NFL draft. We are hosting our very first ever trope draft. I think it's Amanda and Heather are going to draft their top tropes and fight it out and duke it out.
Pittsburgh is about to be inundated with people, and it's so funny because I keep seeing people talking about, because if you've ever driven in Pittsburgh, it is the wild wild west of exits, and it's like you don't know what you're coming to get.
Yeah, somebody talked about the I was editing Lainey Davis's new book that comes out in I think in June. And she talked about the bridge that's the diagonal bridge that has exits off the bridge. Is it the Allegheny River Bridge or something? Also,
like when you merge onto the bridge, sometimes your exit is four lanes this way and you have to cross all the traffic while other people are crossing this way. It is like bumper cars that you don't want to be bumper cars.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Which is why I hate driving in the city.
Anyway, so we are going to trope draft next weekend. So you want to make sure you tune in and see how well that goes.
I was like, where there's going to be rules. That means I'm probably going to have to like.
Yeah. Look and Heather and I like the same tropes.
There are 30 tropes. We have a list of 30. Oh. It can only be picked once. You might get a steal, but overall, you know, there are going to be rules. So
I'm excited to listen.
Anyway. Thank you everyone for hanging out and joining us and updating us all on your current, what you're reading.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Until next time, everyone.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.